Welcome to A Morsel with Marty, where we seek to dig deeper into the food we know and love. My name is Martin Lamb, and within this series, I'll seek to uncover the secrets, stories, and lives of the great creators of our food. So without delay, let's tuck straight into it. Mestizo is a Mexican restaurant and tequila bar located in 103 Hampstead Road, King's Cross. It has been serving traditional Mexican food since 2005. Today, we've had the pleasure of chatting to Marisol, or Maria, as she sometimes is called, who is confident and passionate woman behind Mestizo. So, hi Marisol, how are you today?
Hi, how are you? Thank you very much for the kindly interview.
Yeah. So I guess we might just start with a little bit about your own background, Marisa. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Mexico City. I was born in Costa Rica. Everything I know about the Mexican food and the restaurant is thanks to my husband, Roberto Alvarado, which is my mentor and my teacher.
Yeah. It looks like, you know, he's been teaching you quite well, given the surroundings. It's quite a large establishment, I've been here once, actually, in Marisol, on a Sunday night about 2 months ago, and it was really busy. So obviously things are going well for you. And tell me, how did your childhood influence your perception of food and what it is to appreciate, you know, Mexican food?
Okay, when we came to London, we want to teach to every single person which is the real Mexican food. Our food is not fancy. It's traditional. Mm-hmm. We try to transport to our customer to a trip, to a journey, to either is they're Mexicans, they don't miss the like a homesick, or they can remember the granny or the mother, how they cook. So we present the plates and everything very, very traditional. So this is the idea, to teach the people that Mexico is full of color, flavors, everything.
Yeah, great. I've actually heard from a few close friends of mine that, well, my friend's Mexican, and he said there's a few places in London, but this one is probably a bit more traditional. Like, it really feels like home. That's what he says. So I agree. Like, you know, maybe people get homesick sometimes, and then that there's just needs to be something that fills that void, because obviously there's chain restaurants as well. But how are you guys different from those type of restaurants? You know, the ones that just serve out quick burritos and things like that. Is it a different intent that you wanted to do when you started this restaurant, or?
Yeah, when we started Mestizo, we want to create the atmosphere that the people, instead of just as soon as they step into the restaurant, feel like this is my house, like a mi casa es tu casa. We try to give like a welcome, a warm welcome, and don't miss Mexico, even the house. So we tried, our atmosphere is very, very friendly, and we most of the staff, we are Mexicans, with a Mexican chef, Mexican owners. So you can feel it, that warmth. You can feel that friendship, like amigo, mi casa. We just opened a shop we call Mexican Market. So we can give you a plus to our customers if they want to buy tortillas, beans, sweets, handcraft, everything. So we want to create the corner, like a Mexican corner for everyone.
Yeah. So it's almost, it's kind of like you've, not only do you have your restaurant, but you also have like a, what do you call it? Like a
market.
Mexican market. Right. Okay. And I do agree with the, you know, the trying to make everyone feel welcome. I actually came with a few friends, and I really appreciated, I'm not sure you still have it, but the sombreros that you have in the corner. How did you think of that idea?
Okay, we want to, because we put the sombreros in when everyone is got like anniversary, yeah. Birthdays, things like that. So we're going to give you the tequila and the sombrero, and everyone is saying, we just have a bell and we press bell and everyone is singing and it's a little of the happiness.
Yeah.
It's like everyone is happy because we celebrate birthdays, anniversaries. Yeah. So this is the idea.
Yeah. We actually took, it was great. I'm sure there's a lot of selfies that are taken in this restaurant as well.
Yeah. And plus, we have more than 250 tequila. So imagine, mezcales, we have a lot of mezcales so the people can try. And some of the time they're really drunk it's part of the fun of the restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, that just keeps everything lively, I guess. And speaking of more of the food side of things, obviously, like you said before, there's Mexican chefs inside, and they do a great job. And we talked before about how there's a lot of the run-of-the-mill chains that just serve, like, you know, it's more of the fast food type. But how have you guys met the challenge of trying to... Have you had to adapt the Mexican flavor to come to the UK? Because obviously the British might... I think there's a different... They might not be as accustomed to the Mexican flavors and things like that. Have you had to kind of, try and localize the flavors, or is it kept more to the authentic roots? How have you met that challenge?
Okay, nowadays British people traveling a lot, and because they have the Indian food very close to them, they know about the spicy things. So we don't try to adapt the Mexican food. So we serve the chilies and the yeast. They love the spices. And most of the British people traveling a lot. We have, like, let's say 50% British, 30% Americans, and the rest Mexican. Mexican people coming in the very, very important days, like Independence Day, 15th of September, Día de las Madres, because most of the Mexican cook in the houses. So just came here, bought the ingredients, and go and cook.
Yeah.
And British come all the time.
Yeah.
People from India, people from China, Japan. They know about the Mexican food. Mm. I know about where is Yucatan, where is Oaxaca, where is the state, the important state of Mexico. So we don't teach him. We created during the year a different festival, like a chili pepper festival, tamales festival, enchiladas festival, gastronomy.
Wait, so did you create a chili pepper festival? Is that...
Yeah.
Can you please just talk quickly about that, just while we've got you? What was that, and how did you think of that festival? I mean, it sounds like it could be somewhat dangerous for someone like me. Like, I can't handle too much spice. I do like spice, but how do you think of that?
Okay, because people think chili had to be very spicy. No way. We have a different chilies. We have a poblano chilies, pasilla chilies, ancho chilies. So what happened?
It's not just eating chilies and then a competition like what some people would do.
No, because the poblano peppers is a pepper. It's not spicy. So we stuff with the different ingredients. We stuff with beef, chicken, cheese, different kind of
meats.
Ingredients.
Yep.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
And we add some different kind of a sauce, like apple sauce, chili sauce, different, and then we add rice and beans. Or with at another.
Got a lot of those rice and beans. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to come back. You have to come and try, because they're really, really good. We have a gastronomic week in September, so we have 10 states of Mexico visiting Mestizo London.
Yes.
So
yes.
Everyone can try different foods from Yucatan, or Veracruz, or Michoacan.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm assuming different parts have their own variations.
Yeah.
For example, in many instances, I think the more coastal areas of Mexico, is it more heavily seafood oriented?
Some of the states they have seafood, but we have a fish, we have like a meat, chicken, different states. We just take like a one starter and one main course from each state. Otherwise, imagine.
Yeah.
It's gonna be. Huge,
your menu would be way too complicated.
A huge menu, but we try to do our best.
Yeah. And it obviously is difficult to choose your menu. Like I said before, I'm from Australia, so my knowledge of Mexican food is quite limited, I would say. Like, I don't think I have a full understanding of the Mexican... Like, obviously, a lot of people in Australia, like, we know our tacos, you know, enchiladas, things like that, the more basic common foods. What would you recommend for the novice, you know, consumer of Mexican food, that the person who hasn't been to Mexico before, what would you recommend them to eat to branch out and experience more kind of dishes that you guys have here, or any Mexican dish in general?
I recommend the michote, which is a lamb cooked with different chilies, wrapped in a banana leaf, and it's coming with rice and beans.
Right.
This is really, really good. I recommend the molcajete, which is a volcanic bowl, and it's coming with chicken, beef, spring onion, avocado, coriander, cheese, served with tortillas, and dip in sauce. It's really good. First of all, I ask, is the first time you've been in Mestizo? Most of them told me yes. Ask, do you have any allergies? Because nowadays, a lot of people have allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the, and also we have a special menus for gluten-free, nuts-free,
right,
dairy-free, vegan. So
yeah,
we use all these kind of things.
Yeah. It's good to see you've actually adapted, because I think there is definitely, even among my friend groups, a growing trend towards more vegetarianism and veganism. So you guys have actually incorporated. So would you say there's more vegan and vegetarian options in Mestizo now than the general restaurant in even maybe Mexico? Would you?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Myself, I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, especially in northern London, like near Camden kind of thing. You know, it's not uncommon now. So.
Yeah, myself, I'm vegetarian. One of my son is very allergic to nuts. So I'm learning that, and I know. We want to give the very welcome to all the people that have allergies, and it's difficult to find all special menus in a different restaurant. So we try to adapt this to the Mestizo.
Yeah, excellent. So, you know, obviously coming up, we're leading into, it's mid-October now, and then towards the end of the month, I hear there's a festival coming up here, or in Mexico in general. Can you tell us a bit more about that and what it's called? And
yeah, okay. The 1st and the 2nd of November, we celebrate the Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
So the 1st is for the adults, the 2nd is for the kids.
Yeah. And just for listeners out there, that's called the Mole Festival.
And also we have a Mole Festival. Mole is like a Mexican curry. Okay? So we have a different kinds of mole. Mole, we have mole poblano, which is a chocolate with chili. Mole verde, which is like
chocolate chili, does
chicken
sound
with chili. It's amazing.
That sounds delicious.
For me, it's the mother of, it's the queen of the moles. It's really good. We have a mole verde, mole coloradito, mole amarillo. So this kind of moles mix and match very good with the Day of the Dead festivals.
Okay. And what kind of activities will you be having at this restaurant? You've got a festival upcoming?
Yeah, we have a festival that's coming. We're going to set up the altar. The altar, we put it with when the loved ones, when the people that really like love pass away, we believe in Mexico, then come back to eat the favorite food used to eat when they was alive, to drink the favorite drinks. And so we put the picture of the...
I can get behind that. One day, you know, I wouldn't mind if my, you know... Yeah.
So I invite you to all the people,
yeah,
if they have someone that already passed away and they want to be in part of our altar, come along, bring a picture, and we're going to put it in our altar. We're going to make a small altar in the restaurant and a big one in the shop next to the restaurant. So also we're going to make pan de muertos, which is a bread decorated with the bones and the brain. Everything is obviously made with bread. And we sell it. It's going to be £3 each Dia de los Muertos bread.
Yeah.
And also the Mole Festival, mix and match. We're going to have a face painting as well.
Wow.
It's going to be a huge festival.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really, really nice.
I wouldn't mind coming in as well for the face painting. Might draw a mustache or something like that.
No. You're going to be a Catrine. Or Katrina, if you want the girls, want to come along.
Sure. I'm down to being Katrina for a morning or a day, you know.
Katrine.
All right. Well, we might go to the fast food and question time. We're just going to ask some random quick questions about your own preferences and things like that. The first one, if you could only eat one dish for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Mole poblano.
Mole poblano. With any particular like meat or vegetable, and like, would it be with rice, bread, like a taco shell or something like that?
No, like tacos, soft tortilla with potato. I love the mole poblano. It's one of my favorite. They got like a 40 or 50 ingredients. Imagine. Different kind of
chili. Hope you don't have to make it yourself every time.
No. It's very hard. It's very hard, especially if you start from the scratch. Wow.
Yeah. How long would it take you to make if you were to try and attempt that now? Or even for like an average chef, how long would it take a chef in general?
Few hours, because it's very, very, it's like, there are too many things to do, too many things to cook.
It's very ingredient intense. Yeah. What would you tell yourself? So obviously you started this restaurant in 2005, which is over a decade ago now. What would you tell yourself if you were to open up the same Mestizo restaurant or another restaurant right now, if you were to start from scratch again? What's one piece of advice you would tell yourself when you're starting off?
Obviously, it's not going to be the same than this. Yep. It has to be different because it's difficult. This restaurant, the essence, the atmosphere is different. If I make another Mestizo, I'm going to make maybe a little bit more smaller, but different one. I love this, and this is unique. So I believe I'm not going to make another one same than this.
Yeah. And obviously, it sounds like you're well-grounded here. You've got three sons, is that correct?
Yeah,
within London. So obviously, your life is now heavily based in London, which it seems like it wasn't always the case. But if, hypothetically, you were to go back to Mexico and open a restaurant, what do you think the difference is between opening a restaurant here and selling Mexican food in London compared to selling Mexican food in Mexico? What would you have, a different dish or something like that? Or what would you focus on if you were to sell it in Mexico?
Obviously, if I open a restaurant in Mexico, I'm going to use everything there because I bring everything to London, most of the things, decoration, food, everything. Imagine if I'm going to be in Mexico and I open a Mexican restaurant, I would like to be have the restaurant very colorful, very decorated, very everything. I'm going to be crazy in Mexico. Yeah. But I love to be in London. I feel like a Mexican Londoner. I love this place.
Excellent.
I love the country. I love the people. I'm so happy here.
Yeah, awesome. And I think we might just wrap up on one more question, Marisol. I know we've spoken a lot about Mestizo and Mexican cuisine in general. But I was just curious, aside from Mexican, and we can't say Mexican food, but has there been any place in your travels or, you know, any restaurant even within London or Madrid, for that matter, that you've been to and it's just been unexpectedly good? Has there been a dish that's just stood out that wasn't Mexican that you're like, oh my gosh, like, how did I not know about this food before? Has that occurred to you in the last year?
Yeah, I love Thailand food. I love the Thai food. I really like it.
What particular dish? Like a curry? Like a Thai curry or one of the more stir-fry kind of...
Like a Thai curry, it's really good. I love it. And Indian food, I love as well, the Indian food.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays you can find really nice food everywhere. So even in London, it's amazing restaurants, amazing. I believe as soon as they open more restaurants in London and also Mexicans, the people are going to say, oh, this is good as well. So they can find and learn more about authentic Mexican food, which is great. So I don't feel bad about, oh, it's going to be another restaurant, it's going to be the competition. No.
It's growing the pie. It's getting more people to come into London and just eat out as well.
The sun is for everyone. So here we go.
Awesome. Okay, well, I think we might wrap that up there. Thanks very much again, Marisol, for coming. And
thank you very much for inviting us. Thank you very much.
All right, see you later. Bye.